Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam, filling in for Gabe.
And we have some frequently asked questions that we are going to answer or attempt to answer. And attempt might be the best word there for the first question, which was written to us. It reads, my question is, how safe is it for the person who used to clean our house before the pandemic to return to a weekly cleaning? Typically, she cleans a couple of houses a day. Is there any research on this? Thanks, Ingrid. The most important point is, number one, there is no research on the coronavirus and people who clean buildings, houses at this point. None that I'm aware of. I've looked into this. If any of our listeners out there know of any, please let me know. But still, there are a lot of things you can say about this. So one thing is, here in Germany, anyone who comes into your home, so this would be plumbers, electricians, delivery people, and cleaners, are at the moment required to wear a face mask. So that would be a good idea for anyone cleaning a house. Just to give you a drop a number on you, 3 million homes in Germany do get cleaning help. This is very common in Germany as well. And Bavaria state broadcaster BR interviewed a cleaning service out of Nuremberg and asked them basically, look, what are your cleaners doing differently now? There were two key takeaways. One is they're using a different cloth in every room. So if there was a droplet infection in the bathroom, it doesn't get transferred throughout the rest of the home, or more importantly, to another home, obviously. And secondly, they are compelling their cleaners to wear face masks. And there's a quote from one of the cleaners who says, you know, it's a big change. You sweat underneath it the whole day. The job is already unpleasant. This makes it worse. If you do it for 6 hours, it's not nice, but unfortunately, that seems to be one of the requirements for the job.
Yeah, I would be more worried for the cleaner's health, actually, because they're leaving your house clean. But for them going into all these different homes and maybe interacting with surfaces that aren't clean, they should definitely be taking extra precautions for their health as well.
Exactly. The nice thing is they're literally working with disinfectants. One last thing, maybe ask your cleaner, hey, could you leave the windows open when you leave? And then you return 3, 4, 5 hours later, whenever, so that all the air has transferred out.
Maybe give them a little bit nicer tip than usual if they're having to wear that mask all the time.
Exactly. Help them out. Okay, question number two is for Sam here.
Yeah, so this is one I have been thinking about when I'm on public transportation, in particular at the grocery store. People who are wearing their mask and have just that little nose nub hanging out of the top.
Stick the nose on. You say it politely, but it's been driving me nuts.
So I spoke with Jens Geisler.
Yeah, we've had him on the show. You've heard his voice. He talked about virus clouds. He talked about airplane safety.
Yeah, he's very helpful. So in terms of the nose sticking out of the mask situation, he says there aren't any exact numbers, so he couldn't give me percentages here or anything. But he said, if you're a mouth breather, not a problem.
Okay.
So if you normally breathe out your mouth.
Being a mouth breather, that's usually an insult.
Right. Well, I guess.
Knock it off, mouth breather.
Okay, and now, right now.
Okay, so that's a good thing now.
But yes, he said, if you're breathing out of your nose, then aerosols are coming out. But he did also say that the nose is a little bit less of a problem because you have hairs in your nose that can catch some of those.
In terms of infecting other people.
Right. In terms of infecting other people. He seemed to think it was more of a concern in terms of you getting infected if your nose is hanging out, because then you're breathing in the air around you without any sort of filter. And we know masks aren't perfect. But
again, the recommendation, cover your darn nose.
Yeah. And I asked him too, you know, I said, so is it okay if I say something? Because it drives me nuts. And he said, yes, you know, say something if it makes you uncomfortable. And if you're concerned about your health or their health.
Sam, quick question for you now. Which country has the worst infection per capita?
Oh, I should know this.
No, you don't have to. In fact, which country has the worst infection? Most people would immediately point to the United States.
Yeah.
In terms of raw, large numbers per capita.
Either the UK or Brazil's shot up a lot recently?
Not even in the top five.
Oh, man.
Number one is Qatar. Qatar has the highest number of confirmed cases per capita of any country in the world. This is also the place where the next World Cup is supposed to take place. For every 1 million people who live there, nearly 34,000 have the coronavirus.
Wow.
Or have had it. That's a stunningly high figure. This is in large part due to the high number of migratory workers who live in very, very cramped conditions where social distancing just
cannot happen. Oh, that's not what I was going to say. You know what I thought it was?
Hmm.
Air conditioning.
Interesting point. May also factor into it. Number two on the list, San Marino, a mountainous microstate in north central Italy. Just a total of 700 cases, but for its small population, kind of high. Number three, close to Qatar, the Kingdom of Bahrain. Number four is Vatican City, kind of like San Marino. And number five, by far the largest country on this list, Chile, population of 19 million. For every 1 million people there, 14,000 have had the coronavirus or have it now. So why mention this? When the EU has been making these new regulations on who can come in to the EU and who cannot, they're doing it per capita. That is the most relevant number you can look at.
So they are using that list.
Lists like this one. Now, again, a part of this very complicated equation is how much testing are they doing? So Qatar is doing a very high number of case tests per capita, which is part of the reason it's so high. So, of course, they're also taking into account which countries probably have higher numbers, but they're just not showing it right now. So some surprises on that list, and we'll keep you posted as it changes.
Science Unscripted.